News Talk 1450 KFIZ and McNamara and Teal Insurance in Fond du Lac present Did You Know with Julie Hilbert.
Hello, this is Julie Hilbert with McNamara and Teal Insurance Agency. Today, did you know how to enroll in Medicare? Almost everyone knows that you're eligible for Medicare at age 65, but what's not so well known is how you actually enroll and start receiving benefits. However, getting Medicare benefits doesn't have to be stressful or difficult. These steps and rules will help you navigate the Medicare enrollment experience. Medicare enrollment options. There are four parts of Medicare, A, B, C, and D. Part A covers any time you have to spend at the hospital and may be worth enrolling even if you still receive medical insurance through your employer. Part B covers the cost of visiting doctors, x-rays, blood work, durable medical equipment, and the like. Together, A and B are known as Original Medicare, which acts as the most basic Medicare package that many people are enrolled into at age 65. In addition to A and B, there is also D, which covers prescription drugs, and C, which is known as Medicare Advantage. You must also already be enrolled in Parts A and B to be eligible for Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage plans tend to have fewer out-of-pocket costs than Original Medicare, although you could be limited to in-network doctors depending on the plan you choose. Automatic enrollment. Who gets in? While most people have to apply for Medicare, you already receive Social Security or Railroad Retirement Benefits, you will all automatically be enrolled in Medicare A and B. It will go into effect on the first day of the month of your 65th birthday. Your Medicare card should be sent to you 3 months before your birthday. Then you can consult an experienced and knowledgeable insurance agent to help you with additional decision-making after that. People under the age of 65 who have had a disability that qualifies them Social Security or Railroad Retirement Benefits for 24 months or more are automatically enrolled in A and B of Medicare, with coverage beginning on the 25th month of eligibility, and your card arriving in the mail 3 months before that. People with Lou Gehrig's disease get their benefits on the same month that Social Security or Railroad benefits begin. Manually enrolling in Original Medicare. If you are not receiving Social Security benefits, people must automatically enroll in Medicare to receive benefits. However, you must do so within a specific window of time, as early as 3 months before your 65th birthday to as late as 3 months after. Coverage is often delayed if you enroll or after your birthday, so it's best to enroll as soon as possible. There are also financial penalties if you enroll after this time period, so make sure you do it on time. If you miss the enrollment period around your birthday, there's also an annual open enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st. If you enroll after your 65th during this period, Medicare coverage begins July 1st. When you enroll, you also always want to access to Part A of Medicare, which covers hospital fees and can absorb costs before other insurance plans have kicked in. Part B, however, may not be your best interest if you receive health insurance through your spouse's employer. In that case, you can opt out of Part B, although if you retire, you will need to enroll within 8 months of your previous coverage. Otherwise, you could face a 10% hike in premium per year that you didn't enroll in Part B. Monthly premium for Part B is $148.50 in 2021. And finally, how to apply? To apply for Medicare, simply visit your local Social Security office with the appropriate documentation. You can also call 1-888-717-1526 to apply online or at www.ssa.gov.
This has been Did You Know with Julie Hilbert, a presentation of McNamara and Teal Insurance in Fond du Lac and News Talk 1450 KFIZ. For more information, contact McNamara and Teal at 920-923-2626 or online at mtins.net.